Don't wanna wake up
from. I don't wanna wake up from.
That should go hard.
A timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! Rebound box. Back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Tie game. Is this the dagger?
Step Back Podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Step Back Podcast. It is me, Pat Sobolka, along with
Kyle Coleman.
And we are here back after All-Star Weekend, and I guess we're just going to jump right into it. And All-Star Weekend was kind of...
Yeah, what were your thoughts on just All-Star Weekend in general?
Dude, three-point contest was sick. I want to start with that just because, dude, Steph... You know what I saw the other day, which I thought was so interesting, which I never really saw, is after he's on, like, the second rack, I mean, the first one he misses, like, two or three shots, and then he hits the second rack, right, and he goes, like, 8 of 8, 9 of 9, and the guy who's handing him the ball is just, like, he's shaking his head in belief, like, no way.
In disbelief,
dude. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah, it was awesome. He hit... the actual game-winning shot on the last shot.
Too, yeah, unbelievable. Was cool. I was rooting. Mike Conley did pretty well.
Yeah, I know. That was cool. That was cool to see. All right, but what about, like, overall, like, the style that they do it in now, the style that they did? How about the fact that they did skills and three-point, right? Is that what it was at halftime?
Yeah.
Two of them were before, one of them was at halftime.
Yeah, the slam dunk was at halftime.
Yeah, okay. And so did you like that? Did you think it was cool putting it all together?
Slam dunk contest sucked. And you know what? I saw a bunch of recommendations on, like, Twitter that was saying, like, dude, replace the dunk contest with a one-on-one tournament.
I've been, dude, King of the Hill.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, totally.
Yeah, come on.
Like, guys would totally do that. Yeah, you get like 10 guys. Yeah.
2-11.
Yeah, totally. Or
ones and twos.
Yeah,
make
bro.
It, take it.
I don't know. Are you really sad if we get rid of the dunk contest? Probably not. Like, you're not.
I mean, it's got like some legendary, like, obviously, history behind it, but it has become. And see, I'm not on the train of thinking like all the dunks have been done and it's all played out. I see new dunks all the time. I don't see them in the dunk contest as much as I see them around.
Right.
I think the problems are getting the guys to do it, the right guys to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it should be Zion. It should be LeBron. It should be – I don't know how you get the best dunkers and the biggest superstars to do it. They don't seem to want to do it anymore, which is a big problem. Another issue is, like, I don't know. It's just weird now. Like, the whole – I don't know. I don't know if I'm a fan of them, like, just messing with, like, the format of the All-Star Weekend and everything.
Yeah, well,
First of all, I miss the Rookie Stars game.
The Rookie Showcase?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I want to see the first-year players.
Or the Rising Stars game?
First-year players versus second-year players. Yeah, that's cool, man. Like, and that's just, what, gone? We don't do that anymore? And now we do this weird, like, okay, so we're putting all the events before and at halftime, which I'm cool with. Because if I had tickets, if you and I spent a bunch of money on tickets for All-Star Weekend, we would be pissed if it was like one of the events was like the three-point shootout. And
that's it.
That was your whole Friday night event or whatever. Yeah. I'm cool with the fact that they're stacking multiple together. How about let's add a couple other ones. I want the Rising Stars Challenge, the first-year players versus second-year players, and I want King of the Hill, and maybe throw another one in there. Keep the dunk contest and then split that into 2 days. And then do 3 or 4 events one day, 3 or 4 events the next day, and that becomes your All-Star Weekend format. Rather than like this weird, we're in like this limbo because everyone knows we're like changing things all the time. They're announcing year by year if we're going by the same format or a different format. Are we doing the Kobe thing? Are we not doing the Kobe thing? It's really weird. There's target score now the actual All-Star game. I don't know. It's just weird. It just seems like we don't have like a final thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is all, experimenting with all this.
Well, I think to start, kind of weird. To go back on your first point about the dunk contest, it's like, I think guys are just to be, they're afraid to be labeled as just
dunkers.
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Zach LaVine was labeled a dunker.
That's why, probably why he doesn't do it, yeah.
Exactly. And now he's 30 a game, and, you know, now he's in the three-point contest to prove that he's not.
Yes, yes.
You know, but
change the perception.
Totally. Right. And I think that's why Zion and LeBron, you remember when LeBron declared in the dunk contest and then never did it?
Absolutely. He has multiple times. Yeah. He's definitely publicly said he would do it on multiple occasions. I wonder what it is. I wonder, honestly, like, what is the thing that makes, like, the big superstars?
Yeah, that's
the one you'd,
crazy.
The ones you'd want to see. Don't want to do it for whatever reason.
Yeah, like, Amfrey Simons, man.
And that's cool, and I'm cool with showing the young guys and the guys who don't, you know, but it's just weird. Like, Amfrey Simons in games is a distributor and a three-point shooter.
Yeah, easily. He's like a guard.
Yeah, he's a gunner.
Like a sniper.
A scoring guard, yeah.
Yeah, that's so weird, dude.
It's just,
that's so weird,
not
man.
Not that I don't think he's got a nasty dunk package. I'm sure he does, but it's just kind of weird.
That's not what he's known for.
Yes, exactly. Like, so. I want the guys who I know. We've seen Zion since he was 15.
Facts.
He's been on Instagram.
Yeah,
so it's
bodying
like,
little kids.
Go destroy a backboard. Let's see if you can do it. You know what I mean? Like, let's make this fun. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on with, you know, with what's going on with that whole thing, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, dude, super weird. But also, All-Star Game. I agree with you, man.
But I mean, I liked the three-point shootout. I thought the Rising Stars thing was awesome.
I think the three-point contest has become the new era of the dunk contest, where, like, all the guys are doing it. Like, Booker's always in it. Well, Booker wasn't in it this year because of Conley, but Steph is in it, and Dame is usually in it. Clay is usually in it. So it's like the best shooters in the league are, they want to take, you know, part in it. More than being the best dunker in the league.
I feel like
that means
more. Well, imagine
more.
If you take out Steph Curry in a shooting contest or Klay Thompson in a shooting contest.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's better than beating Anthony Simons in a dunk contest.
Yeah, facts. Bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, what would you rather do? What would you rather have on your resume?
Yeah.
You know?
No, I
it's
agree.
It's just weird,
man.
They have to find a way to incentivize the right guys to do it. All right, because realistically, it's all about the fans. That's what this weekend is all about. It's all about the fans. Let's take a little step back here. How about the fact that, like, remember LeBron was all mad that they even had to do it and he didn't want to do it.
Right.
They really did get, just from a fan standpoint, from the standpoint of like a broadcast, how everything went. Like, dude, it all went really smooth. Everything was awesome.
Except for Embiid and Simmons.
That's true. That was the one hiccup. But I mean, for the most part, it all went really smooth. The All-Star game was fun. Everything was cool. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought all the events were cool. I don't know. It's still just, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't.
I don't know, man. I think that the All-Star game is just weird. Cause, like you said, the whole Kobe thing, we don't really know. What is that? Like, what are we doing
with
that?
Is that a final, a permanent thing?
I know that the MVP is the Kobe Bryant Memorial All-Star MVP.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I
that's
like
awesome.
That. Yeah.
So we could do that, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, don't
the
get
All-Star
me wrong.
Game is
I'm
just kind of.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah.
Like, bag on the idea of honoring Kobe during the All-Star. I'm cool with that.
Right, no.
But like,
I agree.
What are we doing? Like, let's just decide, is this what we're going to do? Are we always going to do, like, these weird formats? If so, that's fine. And then I'll try to understand them more, and then cool,
yeah,
we'll be good.
Dude,
but I just don't know.
Giannis was 16-16.
That was unbelievable.
He's 3-of-3 from deep. He's banking in threes. The one thing I do love about
that
the All-Star game is, like, you'll see plays of, like, guys together, and you'll be like, oh, that would be sick if
that
they played together.
That would be what
together.
It would look
like
if they were together. You're thinking of LeBron on the wing extended.
Yeah, with like Steph.
Curry.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Or how about a couple years ago when Steph bounced the ball over the rim to Giannis?
On
you'd be
lob.
Like, oh my
God.
Down the imagine
alley-oop.
If they were together.
Yes. So super cool, man. Super cool.
So that's one of the things I would like about the All-Star game. And also, there's a lot of recruiting that takes place at the All-Star game.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, totally. But I don't know. We'll see. But
they said like everything was shut down and like all the clubs were. I mean, let's be real. Atlanta and Georgia has been open pretty much for a while, so I don't know how strict the NBA guys were or were allowed to be,
right,
you know, so to speak. But I mean, for the most part it went well. A couple guys had issues. But for the most part, yeah, it was cool.
Dude, I wonder how much, I wonder if recruiting happened this year. Like, I didn't really hear any leaks or any stories like I usually do most
years.
Yeah. Were they in the same hotel room like they usually
are? I don't know. They might have been quarantined.
Playing 2K tournaments and stuff. Oh,
dude.
Speaking of, breaking news, I just got the PS5 today.
Oh, my God.
I got the PS5 this morning from AntOnline.com. Shout out AntOnline. That's what's up. My new favorite retailer. Never heard of them, but I'll take it. They're definitely legit, man.
Yeah. All right. So,
I'll be on there. I'll be letting everyone know what my 2K gamer tag is, and I'll get buckets on all you fools, including you as soon as you get your.
Yeah. Hilarious. But, dude, big news before the All-Star break since our last episode. Blake Griffin has been bought out and signed with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
Which I think might be the dagger.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. There might be one more move on the horizon that might be the real dagger. But what I want to say about Blake is, like, he took a little bit of a haircut.
He's coming off the bench for them.
He gave some of that back. He's coming off the bench behind Jeff Green.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He gave some of that back. That's actually what they need, realistically.
Yeah. He's a bench guy.
What's he going to do? How many shots is he going to get alongside
their starter?
Yeah,
no, let him run the bench unit. Yeah.
Can you go give me 16?
Steve Nash.
Yes. Go give me 16 and 6. Yes.
Yeah, he's got all that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Definitely.
Dude, that was such a big move. He's making $1.2 million.
It's such a big move because, like, you and I kind of bag on Blake, but that's from the perspective of examining him under the microscope of a superstar.
No, under his contract, which was $30 million.
Well, that too, but that was given to him under the guise that he would play like a superstar.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
So it's, but when you're comparing him to like just the average player, like he's still obviously.
Yeah, he's like a top probably 40, 50 guy in the league.
Right, he's still effective.
Yeah.
Like if he comes off your bench, 16 a game, he's got that. Maybe 14, whatever you need. He's got, he'll do that. That is big. You and I have been complaining about their lack of size this whole time, lack of big man presence, even though in the last 4 or 5 years, his game is not predicated like a big. It's predicated
he plays like
on
a
the
guard.
Outside.
Yeah, it's weird.
He loves to dangle the ball around in the three-point
line. But like you said, bro, Blake was getting all this hate. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if Blake wants to play in a big game, he's going to play in a big game.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the what
the
we always
Pistons
talk about
one,
when, he
the
played, 3-0. When he played three. They're down 3-0, and he has season-ending surgery he needs to get. And he just refuses to stop playing.
Yeah.
He's
grinding
it out.
They're playing Milwaukee, the number one seed. They're down 3-0.
They're getting blown out in that game.
Yeah.
And he's getting – Blake's been getting pulled out of the game for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
he's refused to come out, refused to get surgery. If we're going down, I'm going down swinging.
Yeah, that's
like, you better
awesome.
Take me out of here. You better get me out of here.
Yeah, it's like 27.
Right.
There's like 2 minutes and 10 seconds left, and he's finally like.
They finally pull him with 2 minutes, and they're down 30.
Yeah.
And he finally is willing to come out, and he gets an absolute standing
ovation. Everyone in the arena is standing.
His leg is falling off. His arms are falling off. Dude, he puts so much like ice on.
Blake's crawling to the bench.
Yeah, he puts so much like ice on. He looks ridiculous. But like, dude, I mean, you and I talk about it all the time because we watched it together when we had our radio show, when the Step Back was on FM radio. But we watched it together. And I literally was like, okay, that is the coolest thing. Because I've been watching Blake Griffin his whole career since Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the coolest thing he's ever done in his whole career right there. Better than the jumping over the Kia, better than the dunk where he throws the ball a foot and a half. Like the most memorable Blake Griffin moment in his whole career for me is that right there. Him coming out of that game down 3-0, down 30, and getting a standing ovation. Because it gives you chills. You're like, all right, that guy's an animal.
This guy will come down and get me a big game when I need it.
Whatever you want to say about him, like just know that like that's a guy you want in your foxhole. You know, the game has sort of passed him by. That's fine. He's kind of tried to evolve and become a better ball handler and shooter and playmaker and things like that. But I mean, we knew what he was when he came in, and the game was bound to pass him by. And it sort of has. He's done a decent job adapting. But, you know, say what you want to say about his skills, but just him as a person, man, like he is an animal.
He off the bench on a good team is gonna be a problem. And like
yes,
I said,
that's the type of role he should be in.
Yeah, totally. And it's not like we said we don't need him to get 26-8 going up dunking on Brandon
Knight.
You're
just not the number one option.
Yeah.
Or the number two option or the number three option.
Yeah, you know, we don't need that.
Right.
So
he still thinks he's the number one option. Or at least he's getting paid like a number one option.
Yeah, it's
we
not.
We just don't need
yeah,
that anymore.
No, no, no. So, but like I said, it's just another body to throw at AD, you know? So,
he's 6'9"
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, dude. I mean, God, it's a big blow for LeBron. This is a big it's year tough. For LeBron. This is LeBron to get five.
They got Harden and Blake Griffin. How many all-star appearances do those guys have between
and DJ?
Them?
Blake is six.
Yeah, but they had DJ to start the year.
Blake is a six-time all-star.
How many's Harden?
Probably like 12, 11.
So they just added 17 all-star appearances
just
since
the
beginning of
yeah.
the season.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of the season, they started with KD and Kyrie. They added Harden and Blake Griffin.
This
They've added 17 all-star
appearances. This is
going
to be a problem. But I don't know, and that kind of leads us into our next point, which is kind of this could be the dagger, is Drummond.
Yes, because I had brought up to you, you said, where do you think? And I said, I have a weird feeling. I know everyone just brings up the same teams over and over again, but that's what the evidence in the history shows you is players who, like, get bought out or when they have the choice, especially midseason buyouts, they want to go play for the big markets. That being said, I just have a feeling he winds up in the purple and gold. And I was like, it's honestly based on nothing
other than
a gut feeling. And you said?
I heard two things. I heard, one, that the Lakers are pursuing Drummond and that they're also pursuing Boogie, but would prefer Drummond.
Yes, I'm sure.
And then I also heard from Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson on Twitter that he said that his sources say that Drummond is going to get bought out by Cleveland, sign with the Nets, and the Nets are going to make another move before the deadline.
So you think Blake and Drummond, and they're going to make him another
yeah.
move, or they're
yeah.
going to stay put?
No, they're going to make another move because I think they've that. They have an injured player exception.
Yes, they do.
Worth like $16 million or $8 million or something.
Let's look up what it's worth.
Yeah, totally. Because it's like, dude, that is such a big deal. And, I mean, who knows? What if you move? Can you move Dinwiddie? I think you can move him.
Even though he's hurt?
Yes.
You might be able to move his contract.
Yeah.
I think
so. Like, we could, I don't know. What's up with, like, K-Love? I don't know, man. I'm just trying to think of what would be a good way to make this work, you know? Because they have all these pieces, and if they get Drummond, it's over, man, you know?
So it's kind of like the disabled player exception can be granted when an NBA team has a player go down with an injury deemed to be season-ending. The exception gives the club some additional spending flexibility, functioning almost as a cross between a traded player exception and a mid-level exception. So, yeah, I don't see an exact number, but if it's like MLE, he's... Okay, so Clay. Clay's active on a disabled... He's granted a disabled player exception. It's $9
million. Yeah,
because his salary exceeds $35 million, their exception is worth the amount of the mid-level.
Yeah, then maybe Brooklyn's is like $6 million.
Because, yeah, like Markelle Fultz when Orlando used it was six, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's like
so it's somewhere million. In there. It's like a mid-level exception. Yeah, okay. So if they have $8 million-ish to give someone or $6 million to give someone, yeah, that could be nice. Who can they get?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. It's like,
who's even available? Is anyone available?
It doesn't matter at this point. If they get Drummond, it's over.
Just a serviceable big, let alone
yeah.
an all-star value
yeah.
big.
Eating glass.
A guy
averages
who averages
like 12 boards a game.
14 boards, yeah. That's a problem. That's because that's exactly what they need. Well, they need defense.
Yeah,
but
no, but
yeah,
I'm here to tell you, if the Brooklyn Nets sign Andre Drummond,
it's over.
It's over.
Especially with Blake, and if you said they're going to make another move after that.
We haven't even said Harden, KD. We haven't even said KD.
KD, they just announced today, is out for more indefinitely. He needs to get another look at his knee. All right, here's my question. Does this have to do with the Achilles? Is this like a compensation? Dude, one time I heard Steph Curry way back in the day, like in his third or fourth year when he was constantly hurt and he was just starting to put everything together and be able to get on the floor for extended periods of time. And he said, I have a new doctor or a new physical therapist or whatever, and he focuses on the kinetic chain. I think that's such a cool term. The way it all works together, right? Kinetic,
right.
The way your body moves. Chain, things that are connected, like linked. So, like, yeah, if your ankle is injured, like a Steph Curry, it's going to injure your knee and your hip and your back and your arms and your neck. Like, it's going to end up, because it's a chain. It's all connected. Right. I love that. When he was explaining that, I'm like, that's really cool. Kinetic chain.
Right.
It was years ago, and I still remember that. But I wonder, when somebody like KD, that's a big, goofy, lanky dude. Like, you know what I mean? I don't mean goofy, like unathletic. I mean, like, he is long. Man. You ever see that picture of his feet?
Yeah, he's like hockey skin and sticks. Bones, yeah.
Yes, man. Like, I've always said I don't trust that dude tearing an Achilles. I've been blown away at how well he's been able to recover and rehab. Is this injury and the extension of it and the obvious amount to which it was initially kind of shushed, or the severity of it was shushed, is this connected to...
I would think that Steve Nash is just playing it safe. Like, he's got, I mean, God, he's got Blake now.
You
he's
have
got
a seven-footer. You have a seven-footer who can dribble like a guard and shoot better than Reggie Miller, and we think that he's going to tear his Achilles fully and come back normal, the same player. Am I the only guy who's just shocked by this?
Yeah, no, that's unfathomable.
He's 30 a game.
Yeah,
those used to be. He doesn't even look different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a season end. That's a career ending injury.
Yeah, he just came back.
At the very least, it completely alters your play style.
Right.
You don't get to come back in as the same, like, hyper
27 a game.
Right. Or if you do manage to get that 27, it's got to look totally different.
Maybe,
maybe you play out of the post. Maybe you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, no, he plays the same way.
Nobody's ever come back like this before, let alone a 7-footer who dribbles like a guard and shoots like Reggie Miller. That makes no sense. That's insane. I just wonder, and not only is this, you know, because now they're announcing he needs another checkup on his knee or whatever you call it. He needs to get it looked at again. Another
but why would
opinion.
We rush it?
Is it connected?
Why would we rush his?
Yeah, is there going to be another one later in the season, in the playoffs? What about next year? How about the next year? How many years does he have
left? I don't know. Yeah,
is this going to be a nagging thing that
possibly
follows him?
Possibly. But I say, why rush it?
Definitely. I definitely agree.
Yeah, let's rest
him. I'm not bagging on him resting.
Okay.
I'm not, it's not negative. I'm just saying, I'm presenting, like, you know, I've been ready to accept the fact that I was wrong on all those months I said KD's not going to come back at the same player. But maybe I shouldn't move on yet, because I don't know that this is going to be a one-time thing. What if this happens again? And again and again, it's like a hip and a heel and a knee and an ankle.
I think I agree with you.
Because that is how it happens. It starts,
totally.
It's a slow beginning of the end kind
of
thing.
Dude, that, I don't know, man. He's always kind of been hurt, though. I mean, he's
true.
He was hurt always in OKC.
True.
He was hurt in Golden State. I mean, it's like, So I think just as a big, lengthy, skinny dude that he is, he's probably just more prone to being injured.
That's fair.
Which is fine. But, you know.
I'll buy that for now.
I mean, as long as you're playing, you know.
For now. But if it comes up again, I'm going to remind you of this conversation.
Yeah.
Because I'll buy that for right now.
I just think right now, man, I think it's like, why rush it? We're winning all these games
with
Kyrie.
You have Kevin Durant.
And Harden and all these other guys that we have. So it's like, why rush them back?
Yes.
Let's hold them out to the
playoffs. Totally.
Who cares?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hold them out until the
they're
going to
be the number one seed regardless.
For all I care. Yeah. You have one of the most talented scorers that's ever drawn breath on this planet. You definitely don't compromise it. If he's even got a little bit of a gimp, if he's out of breath, I set him out, you know. You know, I'm with you. I don't disagree. I'm just pointing out that,
starting to say, I think when you start having this conversation, that Brooklyn is going to win this title.
That's not unlikely at all. It's not at all outside the realm of possibility. I totally could see it happening. I said that when they got Harden. I was like, this might be it. Not when they got Harden, because they didn't look good right away, but maybe a week after, I was like, oh, this might be over. This is tough.
And they're going to keep getting better and better the more they play with
each
other. It's going to be it's going to be terrible, man.
Okay, so do any of these other stories about these guys intrigue you at all? Kyle Lowry's staying, they said.
Yeah, that's
no
that's
matter
cool.
what.
I also saw that Kyle Lowry said no matter what happens, he's going to retire a Raptor.
Yes, no matter
regardless,
what.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man. Yeah. Shout out Kyle Lowry. He's a baller.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody who's revived his image the second half of his career.
Dude, on the way out. Like, his prime was kind of
Yeah.
And he came back and
it was fine.
He
was
really
fine.
Hit his stride like 31, 30.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, really,
weird.
When DeMar left, or the couple of years before it, they were excellent.
Yeah.
They just got big brothered by LeBron. But they were like excellent teams.
Yeah,
the
totally.
those last couple years with DeMar.
Yeah.
So then DeMar gets moved, and that's when Kyle really
goes crazy. Yeah,
yeah, like really changes they win a title. His entire image. Yeah. You and I used to kind of make fun of him. Not make fun of him, but like he's, I don't know. He's just,
what do you do out here, yeah, kind of, yeah. You know? But then he's turned into like an elite defender. He hits big shots. I mean, yes. He'll lock up your best player. Yes. So shout out Kyle Lowry.
Super impactful player. Yeah. It's all
is he
impact.
Done after this contract?
What is he, 33,
34? He's 434, something like that.
Yeah, he might be able to play one more. Not another big contract. But
I don't think he... I think he'll retire in Toronto. Well, obviously he's going to retire there, but I don't think he goes to play anywhere else.
Right, yes. He could help the team. He could stay as long as he wants.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's as long as he wants to play. Okay, how about... So Lowry doesn't do anything for you. Lowry stays. Okay, how about Aldridge? He's out.
Yeah. He's him and Pop have mutually agreed to part ways, which is kind of sad. I mean, Aldridge did kind of a cool thing. I mean, as a prime big at the time, I mean, he's probably a top five, four, five at the time. Yeah,
all
totally
those
at the time. And I mean, everyone is going.
How many points does LaMarcus Aldridge have in Portland's arena from the elbows off the backboard?
Oh, billions
off the backboard. Billion,
yeah. Uh-huh. Infinite amounts of buckets.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I think what he did was super cool because everyone's going to LA and Miami. He kind of was like, let me go the basketball route and go play with Pop. And I thought that was super cool.
That is cool.
You know,
I'm not going to, you know, die or finish my basketball career without saying I played for Pop. This
legendary that's awesome, coach. Man. It's probably going to further my career. It's going to further my game.
My understanding of basketball, my career afterwards. What if I want to be a coach? Or what if I want to, you know, like that's going to totally understand. It's going to evolve my entire understanding and knowledge of the game.
Yeah, it's insane, man. That's so cool. That's so cool. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I think Aldridge will go back to Portland. That's what I've been hearing.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think they should retire his jersey.
They could use a 4-5. I'm not opposed to that either.
Yeah.
They could use a 4-5, right?
Yeah.
Collins is always hurt. I got no problem with that. Yeah. Yes, and
Melo
is
like
a stretch
3-4.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I got no problem with that basketball-wise.
Yeah, dude.
I like that.
I don't
know.
I think Aldridge can come in and get you 14 off the bench or something, you know?
Probably more.
Yeah.
Because he can shoot it, too.
Yeah.
And if he's playing with Dame and CJ, he's going to get open.
He's not that good defensively. He's a dog
really
on defense. Yeah, he's old. He's
he
like 34,
move.
35.
Yeah,
so
he can't
it's like,
move.
You know.
Okay, so Aldridge, Lowry, these don't do much. Ilyasova to the Jazz.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That is really cool. That does a little bit for me just because.
He'll hit a big shot in the playoffs and you'll be like, oh, that's why they got him.
Yeah. Well, just because he can shoot it and their ball movement is awesome and they play so well.
He'll get a lot of good open looks, yeah.
Yes, correct. They're one of those teams that they don't care which guy shoots it. They're not like, oh, this guy should have 15 shots a game.
Yeah,
no, this guy should have 10. No. They're like, pass the ball until somebody's open and then whoever's open, shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
that's awesome for a guy like that. A guy like that, you and I have also said, would work awesome in Golden State system.
Yeah, all those
another
shooters.
Team where it's completely free basketball. Move the ball, move the bodies. Eventually the ball finds an open body. Shoot it. Don't care who you are, what your number, name is. Shoot the ball. that works. Dude, I love guys like that.
Yeah.
Like, we always talk about guys like that. Like the Ersan Ilyasova type guy, you need a couple of those guys. That's kind of big for a contender like the Jazz. We don't know if they're a real contender or a pretender.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It's a big for a team like that. I know we laugh at guys like Ersan Ilyasova, but
no, he could come off the bench and hit a big shot for you in the playoffs, like in a game three or game two, you know. So I mean, you always need guys like you said. Don't care who you are, what your name is, shoot the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Any other good trade deadline rumors or anything you got?
I haven't really heard anything. I heard Kevin Love possibly the Kings, but
Sam, where's Woj? Woj, what are you doing? My phone is not really blowing up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I need more Woj bombs.
Yeah, we're
but
right.
It should be getting kind of toasty here in the next couple of days.
It's going to be this weekend. It's Sunday, what, 5 o'clock or something like that?
4 o'clock, 4:30 or something.
Something like that. Yeah. Somewhere in the early afternoon.
I would love to see a bunch of Woj bombs. It would be awesome.
Yes, love this time of year. My phone goes nuts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Woj.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. It's fun. Okay, yeah, I also haven't seen that many stories, though, so... yeah, the ones we've seen, though, I pretty much mentioned a couple other things here. NBA announces a list for the 2021 Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Dude, Bill Russell, the coach.
as a coach, to be inducted as a coach. He's going to really
be
cool.
I think he's got to be one of the first players ever to be coach and player.
Hall of Fame coach and player. Not sure, probably. So Chris Bosh, Paul Pierce, and Bill Russell himself are among nine of the 14 that are first-time finalists. But I think that means
Paul
Russell
Pierce should get in. I mean, I know he gets a lot of heat, but he should get in.
I agree. Yeah, well, he just gets heat as a joke. No real basketball fan thinks.
No, he's always been a walking bucket.
Yeah, so we got the ninth winningest coach in NBA history,
Rick Adelman. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sick.
Two-time NBA champion, 11-time NBA All-Star, Chris Bosh.
Yeah, he should be in.
Another guy regardless. Who gets a lot of hate and made fun of, but like, if you understand basketball, you know this is a 25-a-game guy.
Yeah.
That decides to be a third option on a winning team.
Dude, did you hear that Dwayne Wade thing on NBA TNT?
Which one?
Where they were like, dude, who would you rather have, Julius Randle or Chris Bosh? And
I didn't see this. What'd he say?
And Dwayne Wade was like, no disrespect to Julius Randle, but Chris Bosh is an 11-time All-Star. I think he's got like a couple gold medals. Like, I mean, this guy is just such a decorated, you know, athlete. Julius Randle has got his first All-Star. I think comparing Chris Bosh and Julius Randle is disrespectful.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, Chris Bosh is 24-12 in Toronto, and I mean, Randle has 1 year where he's 25-11-5, and people are like, oh, he's Chris Bosh just because he's left-handed. I mean, that's disrespectful.
It is.
Yeah, we need to knock
Well, it's
that
also
off.
Just lazy. Most of the comparisons are lazy.
Yeah.
They call Luka Larry Bird. It's like, dude, come on. It's so lazy. That's so lazy. It's not even really his play style. Kind of with the passing. That's what you're saying. You're like, he's white and he passes.
Totally.
Like, come on. That's lazy.
Yeah.
So many of those people do that. Like, it's kind of silly. But, yeah, overall, I agree. So, moving on, we got, like, so Chris Bosh, 5-time NBA champion, 5-time NBA all-defensive team, Michael Cooper. That's a cool one.
Yeah, he should probably get in.
That's really cool. NBA Finals MVP, 10-time All-Star. Okay, we mentioned Paul Pierce. We got Bill Russell, the first black NBA head coach. That's really cool. 2-time NCAA national champion, Villanova coach Jay Wright.
Yes, first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah, awesome. Get him in as soon as possible.
Yes, because I brought this up. It is the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. It is not the NBA Hall of Fame. You don't even have to have played in the NBA.
Or coached in the NBA.
It is the sport of basketball. If you are a Hall of Famer in the sport of basketball, come on down. Jay Wright. That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
I like this, too. 7-time WNBA All-Star and 2-time Olympic gold medalist, Yolanda Griffith. That's really cool. 7-time WNBA All-Star, 3-time WNBA Most Valuable Player, Lauren Jackson. NCAA National Champion and WNBA Coach of the Year, Marianne Stanley.
We're here for all the lady buckets. We support WNBA hoops.
Yeah, definitely.
Fully.
I love the hoodie that you wear.
Yeah.
Previous finalists included again this year for consideration are winningest high school coach, Leda Andrews, 5-time NBA All-Star Tim Hardaway, consensus.
He should be in for sure. Definitely. Stop.
Yeah, that's awesome. consensus National Collegiate Player of the Year, Marquise Johnson, 4-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Ben Wallace. And 5-time NBA All-Star, Chris Webber.
I think Weber we miss out on. I think Weber gets in eventually, but I don't think it's his time. And I think same with Ben Wallace.
How much of the Fab Five plays into Chris Weber's induction, eventual induction?
Probably like 30-40% of
it. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a big chunk. Not that he underperformed in the NBA. He was a great NBA
player. He played like a couple of good years.
Well, what
he's a four-time All-Star.
Five-time All-Star, is that what we said? Something like that, yeah. He had a good career. I mean,
He played on one contending team.
He was good, man. But yeah, like Bosh, Paul Pierce, I love some of these. Bill Russell,
Jay Wright, all those guys deserve to get in.
Yolanda Griffith, yeah, some of these are first ballot no matter what. I really do like Tim Hardaway and Ben Wallace.
Wallace is a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I don't know about first ballot, but
that's what I think too.
Yeah, just because like the stats, don't
I think
back
he'll
it
be
up,
like two or three.
He's not a stat guy. He's a impact,
winning
glue, guy.
Yeah,
for sure. So it's tough because if you start letting guys in, but I mean, how many defensive player of the years do you have? At least three.
Yeah.
If not four.
Yeah, monster.
Or more. Yeah. Okay. So, that's really cool. That's the 2021 Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, class of 2021. Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's get into post All-Star break.
the power rankings we have here are so the Nets actually climbed to number one.
Yeah. So the Lakers, dude, that's what I'm saying, man. We got to start this conversation where I think the Nets are just going to blow everybody away.
The Lakers and the Bucks are out of the top five. They're no longer there. I mean, yeah, it's
not looking good.
So, I mean, like I said, this week is the trade deadline. And, yeah, I think the Lakers probably have to make a move. I think the Clippers have to make a move. The Jazz are probably set because they're a team-based team.
Yeah, they're going to. I don't know. They just moves, added another role, guys, they so don't, they're probably
yeah,
done.
Moves are, yeah, they don't need to be making moves. They're in a move-type team. They're like a glue team and play like a team, move the ball type team, like we were saying. But the Lakers and the Clippers, who fancy themselves as championship contenders, should probably think about making a move.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Both of whom.
Yeah, but they gotta hope that Drummond gets bought out, and they gotta hope that LeBron's recruiting, you know, can bring them Andre Drummond, because if that happens, they get a real shot. You know?
Yeah, dude, definitely. So let's see. We got Golden State. They're in a three-game losing streak. They come out. They got the Clippers, and then the Jazz, and then the Lakers.
I think Golden State might make a move.
They've lost seven of their last nine.
I could see Golden State making a move, moving Wiggins or Oubre or something.
They've lost seven of their last nine against the eight teams ahead
of
them.
You know what I saw today that was weird was Boston was trying to get Harrison Barnes.
I did see that. That is weird. He's overpaid. He's got a weird contract.
Ugh, that would be not what Boston needs. Boston needs a point guard.
So, the Nets are one, power rankings.
Yeah.
Utah moved down to three. The real story here is who's two. Phoenix. Phoenix is two on the NBA's power rankings.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, they're second in the West, right? They're a two seed in the West?
Yes, and okay, so they're 24-11. They started the season 500 after like 15 games.
Right.
And then since then, they're 16-3. Since, like, the beginning of January.
That's CP, dog. Yeah, CP running definitely. The offense, controlling the locker room, just doing all the point guard stuff,
yeah,
you know?
They rank second in field goal percentage, fifth in three-point percentage, and third in free throw percentage. Their only two losses of the last 15 games are games they led by 24 and 17 points.
Yeah, it's
like, this could be looked at as an elite team in the NBA.
Yeah,
the NBA has them ranked second.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, one of these Lakers or Clippers teams is going to go down before the Western Conference Finals, I think. I don't think both LA teams are going to be in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, you got to get
Phoenix
through Utah. You got to go through Phoenix. I mean, CP's going to slow the game down on you. It's going to be tough.
Can Phoenix make a Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, it's definitely possible, especially if you could run into Utah in the second round. Yeah. What's up?
Oh, man, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
And then
if you could run into Denver in the second round, that's nice too.
So then who would get the Clippers / Lakers out of there?
I don't know. I think the best scenario for the Lakers is
just said if both LA teams don't make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And if the
the Lakers and Clippers could end up playing each other.
If the Suns draw the Clippers, or I'm sorry, if the Suns draw the Jazz, like you just said, so Lakers and Clippers play each other in the second round.
Yeah,
or
the Suns and Clippers. I mean, I don't know, man. Utah or Phoenix could beat the Clippers. Who knows? Who knows? It's going to be a wild playoff, you know?
Yeah, dude, I actually agree. Because I think I hate to say it's blasphemy, but I think we're finally hitting the point. I hate to even say it out loud, but, like, not that people haven't won, because they have. They've been winning. But, like, I think that, like, people, you can start to count on other teams to start to win titles.
Right.
Because LeBron is just about done with his grasp over everyone.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if one of these years Boston wins one. If they keep them together, Philly might win one.
Yeah,
like
right.
It's going to start to happen slowly. We're like these.
Or Giannis.
Yes, exactly. Like, these guys might win one, man. They might get hot. Like, do you ever watch other sports, man? It happens. Teams win championships who are not the best team in the league that year.
Right.
It happens. They get hot. Who gets hot at the end? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, totally.
It happens. And as soon as you don't have somebody who has, like, just exerts ultimate control over the entire league in the playoffs like LeBron has done for so long.
Yeah.
As soon as he's not done yet, you know. He's still going to single-handedly take somebody out of this playoffs this year.
He'll end somebody. He'll send somebody.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. He's not going to be a first round exit.
I'm just
for
saying
sure.
It's coming. It's coming to an end. It's slowing down. Yeah. You know, the wheels aren't falling off, but you know
they don't have AD.
It's time to start thinking.
I mean,
yeah,
that's a big problem.
It is. It is. But also, just like you said with KD, you have nothing to worry about. Nothing to rush. Don't work. Hang out.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
AD, don't even travel.
Yeah.
Hang out, man. Hang out in LA.
Yeah, let me
warm.
Get the 5 seed.
Remember LeBron when he was like, I don't care what seed I am. If I come in your building for a game 7, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be over with. Yeah, totally.
Tough, man. That would be kind of cool. Like, just take your foot off the gas. Just start resting, guys, and just grab like a 6.
That's what they should do. I think that's
seed.
What they should do. Yeah, definitely.
Then you got to play early matchups that are tough, though.
Yeah.
You gotta play
Who knows? What if you get like a 4-5 with Denver?
And you don't have home court? And you got to go play at altitude?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's true. Shut up. Shut up, LeBron.
Yeah,
first
LeBron
round,
doesn't care. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
5. LeBron and 5.
Yeah, might sweep them.
Yeah.
So. Unless you get Bubble Murray.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah, so what do your MVP things look like? Is it still the same?
Yeah, probably.
Who do you have as number one?
Probably Embiid, and then LeBron, and then Jokic.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. It's hard to, like, tell because, like I said before, it's like I need moments. I need, like, moments. I need memorable moments. It's like I don't really care about stats. We're getting to the point now where, like, I don't care who the number one seed is because half the time so many guys are hurt or the best teams don't end up playing guys. It's like
It all depends on who's going to hit the big shot in the playoffs.
That's what
I
need. Yeah. Well, not even in the playoffs, but, like, who hits big shots throughout the regular season too, you know?
Yeah.
It's like – I don't know. Yeah, it's all about moments. You need stats. You need, you know, the ranking, but you also need moments, in my opinion. And I'm just waiting. None of these guys have done anything. Like, why is LeBron even on the list now at this point?
Yeah.
Because he's LeBron and because of what he's done and because he's going to give you the same stats, you're not going to get less. You're going to get that. Like, and that LeBron's career stat line – or similar to it, is a top 3, top 5 MVP stat line every season. So it's like, basically, if that's your baseline, I just need someone else to come get it from him. So Embiid is like close, it's close. Embiid, Jokic, LeBron, it's all like close. It's like, dude, whoever's just going to like take over the second half of the season. You know,
we're
going
to find out in these next couple weeks here. Yeah. So if Embiid playoffs start in April. We have probably 3 weeks, and then we're ready for the playoffs. Yeah. So.
If Embiid keeps having 45-17 games where he's just absolutely babying people, and he's hitting game winners like he did with the ridiculous fall away 2 weeks ago, then he deserves to win MVP. If one of these guys can, like, step up above, because none of them really are – I guess you could give it to any one of those three guys, and I'd be fine with it.
Right.
Right now, if the season ended today.
I would be cool with whoever.
Yeah, because none of them really, like, deserve it.
Truly, totally.
Honestly.
It's been such a weird year that no one has really dominated.
Yes. Totally. Somebody said go up and get it. Like, otherwise, it's just going to go to whoever the media has at number one at that point in time when the season ends, whether it be LeBron and Embiid or Joker. But it's like someone needs to deserve it. Nobody's really earned it yet.
Yeah.
So it's kind of lame. Okay, yeah, one more thing. How about, what do you think about this Myers-Leonard thing, dude?
Oh, dude, it's so tough. I mean, Myers-Leonard, I mean, it's like, dude, you're a professional athlete. You're putting yourself on social media, streaming yourself.
Yeah, like, no one even forced. It's not like somebody recorded him. Because a lot of time it's like he broke up with his girlfriend. His girlfriend released a video that she had on her phone.
Yeah,
it wasn't even like that. He recorded himself.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Twitch, yeah.
What are you doing?
Dude, he's going to know better than that.
Yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah, and not to mention his racial slur. And you guys can look it up. But the actual owner of the Heat is Jewish.
Mickey Erickson.
Yeah. Tough.
That's a problem. Yeah, that's probably the biggest problem. Because, like, everyone's going to fight about it because it becomes, like, sort of political and it becomes a culture war, right? So everyone's going to fight about it. Everyone has already taken their side. It's just like the kneeling thing. It's just like every other thing that comes up. It gets highly politicized and everyone takes their side. The fact of the matter is, it's just dumb, especially if your owner is whatever nationality you're going to make a slur about on a public stream on the internet that you set up. Nobody recorded. It wasn't a hidden camera. You set it up and then you said the stream. My main takeaway is he's just dumb. Like, that's just dumb.
Yeah.
Say what you want.
He's got to be smarter.
Take whatever side you guys want to jump on and argue about. My main takeaway is just how stupid is
that? Yeah, so dumb.
How dumb. It's like the thing Stephen A. Smith says. Like, Stephen A. Smith always takes so much heat from these NBA guys and these athletes because they're like, dude, what's up with you doing like the stay off the weed?
Yeah.
Like, how many times do we have to help tell you? Like, it helps us. Like, the NFL wants us to inject painkillers and take pills that we don't want to take. We'd rather take this. What don't you understand? It helps us. And his whole point has always been, that's fine. My problem is not even against cannabis. My problem is against people messing up their money. You know what I mean? And that is a fair point. That's a great point.
Right.
Like, how are you going to take something that we all would die for and just mess it, just piss it away?
Yeah.
Like, by being dumb, by doing anything really that's dumb, anything that your employer is gonna look at and not like and have to suspend you or fire you or whatever.
Yeah, dude, I mean, he's gone indefinitely. I mean, if you guys,
what does that mean? Will he be back for the playoffs? If they make a playoff run, would he be back? Like, we have no idea what that means. We have no idea what
his
entire career might be over. We have no idea what any of this means.
If you guys haven't seen, go read the Miami Heat statement. Pretty aggressive, pretty intense.
Yeah, it was like, we won't stand for this at all. It just used like aggressive language.
Yeah, for the Miami Heat culture, just like, and the firm people language of Miami.
It used language.
It's like tough.
But yeah, man, it's just really
buried
dumb.
Him.
It was just dumb, dude. Yeah, let's just stupid. Be honest. All right, here's another thing. Like, do I think it necessarily? I've also grew up. I was born in '91. I also grew up in the Call of Duty chat rooms. I've heard a million people say a million horrific things a million times. Do I automatically think that means that person is truly, genuinely, in their heart, hateful towards whatever group? No, not necessarily. Did you read the Julian Edelman thing?
Yeah.
Like, that was well said. Like, about, it was probably done out of ignorance rather than, like, genuine hatred. Like, hatred.
Like, obviously, you don't hate, you know.
Right, I can't imagine that you're walking around with, like, hatred in your heart where you're like, oh, they can't see my swastika tattoo over here. So I don't believe it's like that.
Yeah.
But he's more saying, like, dude, you can't be willy-nilly throwing around these words because it's, you don't fully understand the connotation and the X, Y, and Z.
How people would feel about that
for
word.
Sure. And that's like that's like a more fair criticism than be like, try to end this guy's life. Listen, man, we've all said some stuff. I'm not trying to excuse racism, obviously. But like, if we're going to pretend like every single person should never be allowed to, like, we're just going to shoot every, nobody can pass the purity test. Yeah. Nobody passes it. Not you, not facts. Me, not Mickey Erickson, not anybody else, not any of the other Heat players or anyone else in the NBA. Does it make it okay? No. Does the fact that it's Call of Duty, man, I was playing Call of Duty? No, of course not. It doesn't excuse it. But like, yeah, I know what people are saying. People use those kind of words. You got to be smarter, man. You got to be smarter. First of all, you're a 30-year-old man. You're talking about kids in Call of Duty lobbies from 2008. When you were a child. You're not 14. You're a 30-year-old man. Why are you sitting playing Call of Duty using racial slurs? Like, think of how dorky that makes you sound. You're sitting in your house on stream playing. You're a 30-year-old man. You're playing Call of Duty on a stream using racial slurs. Why aren't you eating Cheetos in mom's basement as well? Like, that would just go fully right along with
I agree,
that.
Man. That's
just dorky, man. Yeah. Like, obviously, that's nuance, man. I don't think he should lose his career. I don't think he should be canceled forever. It's ridiculous. But also, like, yeah, man. Like, yeah, you can't go around using racial slurs. And you can't just... And then, like, people also brought up, I've seen a lot of, oh, so Montrezl Harrell can call Luka a bitch-ass white boy and not get away with it. And, you know, it's also a fair point. If we want to not get, like, all, oh, I just want to jump onto my side and my side's all right. Yeah. If you want to be like honest about it, yeah, okay, fine. That's a fair point too. He should probably not say that either.
Yeah, totally.
Like, and then you could go with the argument, well, his people weren't oppressed by his people didn't own Slovenians or whatever. Okay, whatever. Now we're just getting into the mud. Like, how about you just respect people?
Yeah, don't everyone call people, be nice to everybody.
Don't call
man.
People, don't jump on Twitch and call people slurs. Yes, I played basketball as a kid, so did you. I've been called a bitch-ass white boy on every court I've ever played on. I'm sure everyone playing Call of Duty has been called every name in the book. It's whatever, man. You got to just... Dude, I feel like this kind of transcends sports, but like, everyone nowadays just wants a pound... They want a pound of flesh from everyone. They feel wronged by everyone, by society, by the world, and they want to take people down with them. They're mad. Everyone is so mad at everyone else. And it's like, man, I get it because I feel like that too sometimes, but it's not helping, man. It's really not helping. It's like, I can appreciate the Julian Edelman thing. He's like, listen, man, I'm Jewish. Come hang out with me and my friends. I'll show you a good time. Like, that's cool. There needs to be more of that. Yeah. More of
I
that.
Agree.
More of, like, learning and
let
forgiving.
Me help you learn from this.
Yes,
yeah,
dude,
totally.
Yeah. Like, again, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not excusing the language used or any. It's obvious. I feel like our generation is like the first, or maybe my generation, maybe I'm a little older than you, is the first generation to, like, really, truly, genuinely, like, not care.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, we really don't. We really, like, genuinely don't think about that. So it gets annoying when it just constantly everything is like, dude, just be nice to people. Everyone is just you living a different life, man.
Yeah.
Everyone is just you living a different life. Be nice to people. You know, shout out to everybody. Hopefully everything goes good. And I would like to see, I wonder what do you do now if you're Myers Leonard? Do you just sit? Does he get off all social media?
Probably you have
and
to
just
chill
wait
out.
Until yeah. you find out if you're.
He'll probably talk to someone or the heat will make
HR
him do something.
Okay.
Yeah,
so then what? He hangs out and has to find out what his next move is. Maybe he's cut, or maybe he can
Unless
get another
he,
job
yeah,
with a
yeah.
different team, or maybe he gets suspended.
Yeah.
Unless
they move
team
him before
protocols
the deadline.
Or whatever. Or yeah, maybe they trade him before the deadline. Yeah. Then again, that would be weird. Did you see all the tweets where, like, Utah is interested?
Yeah,
in,
hilarious.
Yeah, that's hysterical. That's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
All right, man. I think we're good. Anything else?
No. I think we're good. Till next
right.
time, boys.
Yeah, till next time. Everyone, as always, follow along. YouTube.
I have a million ideas, but how about we narrow them down?
No, not Alexa.
Relaxation skills. Riddles. Educational skills.
Stop.
Music.
Alexa, stop. Okay.
Damn, man.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
She just jumped in this combo. Did she know anything
blew
about basketball?
Blew up this whole podcast.
Alexa, who's the greatest basketball player of all time?
Here's something I found on the web.
Ah, it sucks.
Yeah, she don't know anything. All right, till next time, Step Back fans.
She said Michael Jordan. All right, cool. Alexa, stop. All right, yeah, until next time, everybody follow along on social media and everything, and peace out.